Happy St. Patrick's Day. It's March 17th, and coming up at 8:40, a Musers St. Patrick's Day tradition. We'll visit with our favorite Irish athlete. That would be home run hitter Mark McGwire. Coming up at 8:40. All right, we did a big segment yesterday on the Grammys, but we did not touch on this big controversy coming out of the Grammys from Sunday night.
Boy, and it's been very controversial since the performance on Sunday night of Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion and performing WAP, which is an acronym for something we can't say right now because we're on live radio. Yeah, they may have consulted Dale with this. He may have gotten a co-write on this.
It stands for wet ass.
Uh-huh.
And then the last word is...
Yes.
Is a companion to the word willow.
Yes. And I have had several off-air conversations about this song. And I thought we'd bring it to the air, do what the Musers do, take on a controversial subject, and kind of talk our way through it, because I'm somewhat conflicted about this.
Okay.
When the song first came out...
About whether or not you like...
And I think Cardi...
Willow?
B... Shut up. And I think Cardi B has really... I think she's got some catchy tunes. I think she's got something. I can understand her popularity. When this song came out in August, it debuted at number one.
Yeah.
It's basically been there ever since. It's set streaming records. It's been the biggest thing in music. Her beats are great. She can rap. I mean, she's got talent. There's no doubt.
Uh-huh.
7 days a week. But at the same time, last August, Sunday night, I thought, where in the heck are we that you can put out a song called that? And that you can just put out a song called that. It gets played, and it's number one instantly and still number one. What does that say about all of us? And hey, it was an awesome performance on Sunday. Even if you don't like the song, you didn't think it should be on TV, you may have nodded your head just a little bit at song started, right? I mean, that's a pretty awesome thump. But at the same time, I understand why you shake your head and go, okay, why is this on TV? I can't believe that even if you beep the words and they had to beep a number of words.
Yeah, it was pretty edited up.
Yeah. But they've been doing that for years at the Grammys, and I guess this is where I am right now. Because I've been sent this via Twitter, I've been sent this via email and text. If you want to get into a discussion about this, I really don't care what Tucker Carlson has to say about it. And comparing immediately and grouping it in with the, well, okay, let me get this straight. The Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head have to be canceled, but we can have this at the Grammys. The hypocritical nature of the left and what they embrace and what they say is offensive. That's so apples and oranges.
Yeah, it feels like there's two different conversations.
Yeah, that's two different conversations. And is WAP more offensive than that? Yes, of course it is. But now you're bringing up something where the publisher and the toy company, they made the decision to do that.
Right.
That was their decision. They were not told to do that. They were not censored. That's their own sensibility that they said. So that is such a dumb argument that I can't go. And that is, I bet that's probably one of the most retweeted tweets this week of, hey, look at this point. Well, what about this one?
Well, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah,
and then,
but we have WAP. That's ridiculous. And I will also say this. Well, at the same time, my mouth dropped and was like, oh my gosh, that's wild that's a song, that's the number one song, and that we are featuring this at the Grammys. But at the same time, this is nothing new. And then to take the next jump of, look what we're doing to our kids. Look what we're doing to our country. We are near the end. This is it.
We've always been near the end, and we've always been doing this to our kids. And
I will talk you off that ledge.
Every time culture moves, we have to say, this is it.
I've told this story before, but my dad went in and woke up my sister and my brother in Elvis's first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show, and came out and brought him out into the living room and said, I want you to come out here and look at this nut. Don't ever dance like this. This is the end. This is what's wrong with this country. And they only showed Elvis from the waist up. They wouldn't even show him
fearful of his pelvis moving.
They wouldn't even show that. My dad thought just the Beatles haircuts alone were going to end this world.
Wait, your dad woke up kids to go watch Elvis to show them what he didn't want them to see.
Yes, I know. I don't know if it was his best parenting moment, but it's the same type of reaction of, oh my God, I can't believe what's on TV. Look at this. So when I've brought that up to several people this week, yeah, but WAP is much worse than that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Right, but that was your dad's point, was that it would start heading this direction. If you allow Elvis, then you allow the person who's the next incremental step from Elvis, and then the next incremental step. And then your dad was basically saying, look at this nut on TV. Before you know it, we'll have wet-ass Willow. That was your dad's point.
Yeah. So maybe he was right. We hit there, and it just took to get to 2021 to get there. But even if you go before that, before we had television and radio, there was always something that was a debate of what was acceptable, what was deemed suitable, what was offensive, what was indecent. And it's just this sliding scale that's been going through the decades and the centuries. This is not a new argument. And I don't think it is wild. And maybe the idiocracy is here, but I don't think that our country is going to come to an end within the next couple of weeks because that aired on Sunday night.
No. No, I don't think so either. You know, I can't even make this point because it sounds like it's political, but it shouldn't be political. Isn't it more troubling people storming the Capitol than it would be wet AP on the Grammys, which is known for pushing the envelope? I mean, that one of those things should be more concerning about the end of our country than another one, right?
That was more scary to me.
That was more scary to me about our democracy. Yeah.
That was much more scary. Now, I agree. If you're offended by this, and I talked to a woman in her 20s this week who likes Cardi B, mm-hmm. who can't believe it. It's just like, I can't believe the song.
It is weird.
Is not what I
because there is no limit. You know, to criticize anything is, you're just not allowed to even criticize it because this is, we just wrap it up in empowerment. So no matter what is done or what is said, it's just empowerment. So
yeah.
I didn't think the performance was that offensive, to be quite honest with you.
Well, and they brought up that too. Well, the dancers and what they were, that's been going on at the Grammys, MTV Awards for decades.
I remember watching Madonna doing Like a Virgin and thinking, oh man, this is so far out there. This is going to be, and it's not that big a deal. The world didn't end then.
No.
Yeah, what is the chief complaint? The dance, the choreography, the shaking, the outfits, or is it the song itself?
Yes.
You want to hear some of the lyrics, Junior?
Sure.
You're going to have to come up with something different.
Whores in this house.
That's the loop at the beginning.
There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. Hold up. I said certified freak 7 days a week. Wet ass willow.
Mm.
Make that pullout game weak.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Those are give up lyrics.
Well, let me think this. You.
Easy.
You blanking with some wet AP. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet AP. Give me everything you got for this wet AP.
Mm.
Beat it up. Oh, and then I really can't say this next word, but catch a charge. Extra large and extra
hard.
Put this cat right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card.
Right. I've always liked, right.
always liked right. that line. That line's funny. I do a kegel when it's in
third.
Spit in my mouth. Look in my eyes. That's such a romantic.
Bingo, by the way.
That's a romantic moment,
Porto
I think.
Porto said kegel.
This is a romantic moment. When the woman tells you to spit in her mouth and look in her eyes. So the lyrics are kind of like that for those who haven't heard the song. I can't imagine someone hasn't heard the song.
No, you've heard the song or at least heard about. I did wonder about that with Junior. Had you heard the song before Sunday?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sure you've heard about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this big picture question, because this is how far we've come in 50 years, 1967, Ed Sullivan Show. Rolling Stones are on. They want to do their song, Let's Spend the Night Together, but network officials say that's too racy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change the lyrics to Let's Spend Some Time Together.
And when you look at the film of that, every time he says it, Mick rolls his eyes.
Right.
Spend some time together.
But they did it, and that's where we were at that time. They couldn't even say, let's spend the night together on network TV. And now fast forward 50 years, this is where we are. So it's a process of desensitizing America, right? Are we to the point where we think that the desensitization of America is leading to the downfall of the country? Or are we just to the point where we're shocked by it or not shocked by it or whatever? I guess I'm asking, what is the big picture argument if they believe, is it just the dumbing down of America? But how does just openly having more explicit lyrics make America dumber? You know what I'm asking?
Yeah. Oh, not really, but I'll comment anyway.
No, I know what you're asking.
I think their argument is just that, I think basically what they're saying is, I'm just shocked by this.
Okay.
And then they're just throwing some other words around it. Because this wouldn't lead to the downfall of America. I mean, how would this...
That seems to be the end argument, though, for a lot of people.
Yeah, but it's just a weird argument.
Bring up children, what's it doing to them?
These lyrics will somehow make us unable to vote and unable... The government can't sustain. The government can't print money if we have this song out there. I mean, I just don't understand how one follows from the other. I guess they're just saying that the decorum of America goes down when we're able to openly talk about sex.
Yeah.
Or bathroom stuff or whatever it is that is so offensive.
And the topic of children is thrown up, you know, that what are we doing to our kids? What are we doing to our kids? Well, and many would say, well, they've never heard something like this, and here we were watching the Grammys. I guarantee you, your kid has probably heard it.
Yeah, they
and
probably
if they hadn't
to
heard
song.
It, that is your opportunity. I went through this with my boys listening to rap, and some of the stuff they listened to really made me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows you to have that conversation. This is a song. This is an interpretation of something, but don't ever talk about women like that. Don't ever talk about yourself like that. Don't ever talk about the police like that. You know, whatever your values are, I think that's where you have your conversation. And you know what? I really don't want to hear this music blared in the house. If you want to listen to it, that's one thing. I don't want to hear those lyrics thumping out of your bedroom. And I don't think your sister needs to hear it, who's 5 years younger. I don't think your mom needs to hear it. That is your job right there.
Isn't that funny? So you did what your dad did, just at a different level.
Right.
And now 20 years later, some other dad is doing what you did, just at a different level, about a different level of whatever that is.
Yeah.
and so does it keep sliding to the point where 20 more years or 40 more years, we just have porn on network TV?
Right.
And we're having this same argument about how it slipped to that level?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm afraid so.
Because this is the way culture works, is you have people who push the envelope and then people who argue about the envelope and push back. And then you have sideline sitters like me that just goes, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
and I think within your own home, I'm not saying just throw away any sort of morals that you have or standards that you have. I think that is a responsibility of a parent. Hey, I'm going to draw the line here. And that's just like we had this conversation when we were talking with Jake and TC. I think it was Jake's wedding, or TC's wedding, where they had rap music thumping with all sorts of language, and, you know, the grandparents are there.
Bobbing their heads along with it.
No, I think they kind of gave the Will Ferrell look to it, like they couldn't believe
like
this was
a Dan
band aired at a wedding. You know, I don't know. Different people have different standards, but that's just... it's nothing new, I guess, is point number one. And point number two, I think it's okay to have debates and to talk about it. If you're the producer for CBS,
yeah, but you know the
I'm sure they had that conversation. Do we allow this in the Grammys?
The opposite line is that people want to shut you down from having a debate about it. They want to say that you're not even allowed to ask the question of whether this is good for us, that everything becomes acceptable. You know, they just say, they'll use any trick they can. You're either old or you're just out of touch or, hey, it's going to happen anyway. You just move out of the way. They're just trying to shut down any criticism of it. But I actually think there is a good discussion to be had of, is there such a thing as a mental diet? And does the mental diet affect your mental health? Like, if you listen to angry music all the time, can that make you angry? If you listen to sexualized music all the time, does that put you in a heightened, sexualized category? You know, is every song sexualizing women? Is that a good thing for women in general?
Yes, I don't think there's any question that that does influence your behavior. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think we've seen that just in the last couple of years. If your mental diet is Facebook and your timeline and all the stuff you can be fed there, it changes you as a person.
Absolutely.
It makes you do crazy things.
Yeah. People have that mental diet of shocking news and outrage and everything. Does it affect you personally? So I think that some of those arguments that people make are very disingenuous about how that it absolutely doesn't matter what you put in your brain. Now, is this in that category of, is this good for children to listen to? What about the children's?
Mm-hmm.
Would you let a five-year-old listen to this? I mean, you want the five-year-old to hear messages about how it's good for women to be empowered. And this is a song that is wrapped up with women's empowerment. I've seen many defenses of this being a great song because it's women owning their sexuality and everything, and that is a lesson we want to teach young girls.
Yeah,
right?
There's
that
been they should men be able to own like this for decades.
Sexuality and and that. Yeah. So, I guess the argument would be this is a good song for them to hear.
5 year old girl to listen to,
even though the language is
it's kind of a hard time with that.
Is that age sliding younger and younger and younger? Like 50 years ago, you didn't want your 16 year old daughter to hear this or that. Then maybe 25 years ago was, she's 10. She's, and now it's
now
is
this
five-year-old okay?
Now this song is probably too young for a five-year-old. Yeah, we do have that weird thing of that age is sliding younger and younger of what we allow them to consume.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, in a way, culturally, the age of consent has gone up. Even though legally it hasn't, it's like I even see reports of a 25-year-old woman who goes out with a 50-year-old man, she's being totally taken advantage of, and this is basically statutory on his part. But she can't even consent at 25 to this because of a power imbalance or whatnot.
Where back in the day was if she's 16, she can date whoever she wants.
Right.
Okay, and we haven't had, I don't think, dances at a lot of our schools because of the pandemic the last year. But if we were having dances,
they roll this out there.
They roll this. I guarantee the kids are going crazy.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And even down to like the junior high level, they know and they know the words of the song. They know the song. They're into it. It's wild. I mean, it just I see both sides of it. Of yeah, I can see why you're offended, but on the other side, I would just say, I don't think it's going to end tomorrow.
No,
I think we'll make it through this just like we did when Madonna did all sorts of crazy
things. Yes, musicians are always pushing the envelope. That's what music is and always has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there'll be someone that pushes the envelope again after this. I mean, and the world won't end. But is it healthy for us to get to where, I mean, ultimately we are. Junior's right. We'll get to where it's just porn and bathroom stuff will be completely mainstreamed. Heck, this station was so shocking when it went on the air, the bathroom stuff or the words that we would use, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that's the way that the world moves. We're always, basically all of progress is just us getting back to where our lizard brain impulses are more normalized and accepted and just indulged at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what progress is.
All right, idea. Cardi B at Ticket Stock next year. What do you think?
It only costs us like
Oh, my gosh.
$5 million or
so much
like
money.
That. Yeah.
All right, 8:33 on the ticket. Coming up next, a Musers St. Patrick's Day tradition. We visit with our favorite Irish athlete, Mark McGuire. For a special St. Patrick's Day edition of Gordo's Corner, brought to us by Smith Thompson Home Security, and also brought to us this morning by the very good folks who aren't Smith Thompson Home Security.
Well, who are those folks?
Tylock George Laser Eye Care. Again, double sponsorship.
That's what I'm talking about.
Tylock George Laser Eye Care and Smith Thompson Home Security.
Is it proving once again this is the most popular segment in radio history?
It's one of them.
A double sponsorship. Not a one of us is wearing green today.
I know.
I'm very disappointed.
Wasn't it always a terrible day when you showed up on St. Patty's Day at school and you forgot?
Hated it.
And the rule was, if you didn't wear green, people were allowed to pinch you?
Got pinched. Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't fly today, right? We have bodily autonomy now. We didn't have it back then.
I don't think so.
And it seemed like people were always pinching your nipples.
Yeah.
Why was that a go-to area?
It's called a blank twister.
A nurple?
A what?
So stupid.
A gritty twister?
Yes.
Hated those.
And we're talking about male-on-male pinching here. Just to clarify.
Right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Clara.
Well, none of us are wearing green, and we're not supporting St. Patrick's Day for that reason. So please, I beg both of my co-hosts, put on some green today.
If you do
support St. Patrick's Day, where we can raise a lot of money for the children, which are our future, for a better tomorrow. Today.
For the children.
Yes.
I think Jer and I are the only ones who've watched WandaVision.
No,
I know. I haven't watched it yet.
I've heard a lot about
that. I need to watch WandaVision. I've got to watch Murder Among Mormons.
I'm watching that. I'm through two episodes.
Although Craig says it's not as good as It's Just Kid Stuff,
right?
That documentary.
It's okay.
I don't know why I'm comparing it to that, but I am.
I think y'all would like WandaVision.
Is it a cartoon?
No.
It's real life?
It's Marvel, but it's really good.
Yeah, so it's not exactly real life, but...
Yeah, I mean, there's real people in it.
Okay.
It's not animated.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Focus only on the children.
We have a few tweets to review here. Sean says, the Musers analysis of WAP, Cardi B song, was something we all needed this morning.
Mm. All right.
All right.
P1, mark that. That's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Mark that. Says, my goodness. WAP talk earlier created so many new additions to the next Out of Context Gordo compilation. Damn it. Quotable Gordo tweets this unfortunate quote from me today.
This is a romantic moment when the woman tells you to spit in her mouth and look her in the eyes.
I was quoting lyrics there. Do you think that's gross? You know that's a thing in certain prawn. Spitting into someone's mouth.
It's pretty gross. Although you're kind of doing that when you kiss the person.
I know it. So why do we make the distinction? Because there's a little bit of upside to kissing.
Yeah.
It's good to you. And if you're on the receiving end,
spitting's just
expectoration.
Gross.
And
if you're receiving a loogie, there's nothing good about that.
That's an ugly word, too.
Loogie?
Yeah.
We'll get there, though. We'll get there to where that's the normal greeting from people as we keep...
Hey, how's it going?
As we keep evolving culture. And we'll be able to just pleasure ourselves right in front of people. It's going to be awesome. Yes. And Chris tweets this cultural observation. He says, the same Karens complaining about WAP forget that they were singing along to Me So Horny and various Eazy-E NWA songs. They survived, and so will the kids of today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Me So Horny comes on, or Baby Got Back come on.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Got Back comes on, and everyone dances to them.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. And back then, there were people proclaiming it was the end of culture then.
Brad Sham always loved that song.
He covered it.
I think we have a recording of Brad Sham.
It's almost as if
somewhere in here.
You're at training camp.
On the ticket.
Think back.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Memory of Brad Sham.
You're not thinking hard enough.
Doing a song that was, I remember.
Think harder.
That Brad Sham was.
You mean the voice of the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think it was the voice of the Cowboys. Okay. At the time. Yeah. Okay, fine. So defeating. And then I have an. Oh, God, here it is now.
There's a bit of a delay.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny that when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull out your tuck if you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked, I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Ooh, bumpo, smooth skin. You say you want to get in my Benz? Well, use me, because you ain't that average groupie. I've seen them dancing. The hell with romance. She's sweat, wet, got it going like a turbo bat. Tired of magazines saying flat butts are the thing. Take the average black man and ask him if he got a pat much back. So, fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell him to shake it. Shake it. Shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Baby got back.
That is so great.
Brad Sham doing Baby Got Back.
He's tired of those magazines.
Yeah. I know. But, man, Brad would always complain to us. Yeah. Always pull us aside at training camp saying, man, I'm tired of these magazines saying that a flat butt's the new thing. Radio market rankings. We had the question of, when we started on this station, what rank was Dallas-Fort Worth? Well, we have the answer. A P1 actually provided a copy of the radio rankings from back in 1994. And Dallas-Fort Worth was number 8.
Okay.
Now, this is TV market.
Right.
And normally they're pretty synced up.
Yeah, I have noticed over the years that radio is usually a step above TV. It's usually one spot. More, and I'm not sure about this, but I think that's because maybe more in Big Sky Country is included in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Sherman, Denison, Gainesville, things like that.
Right.
Not sure about that. But, like, I think right now, TV maybe 5 and radio 4, or we're both 5 or something like that. But radio's usually been a notch ahead.
So I claimed that when we started that radio, Dallas was ranked, Dallas-Fort Worth was ranked 8th or 9th. And according to this, TV-wise, we were ranked 8th.
So you're right. Radio would have been no higher than 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And it may very well have been 8th.
And now, according to the latest, wow, we're still behind San Francisco? This is unfair.
Are we 5?
This says 5.
That's all right. We're top 5.
I thought we had passed San Francisco.
I see San Francisco at 6.
Whoa, what are you looking at?
I don't know. Something in media rankings.
Well,
media
I've
markets.
Got, I've got fall of 2020, and this is the official Nielsen company. So
yeah.
This is it.
I've got that, too.
And it says 5.
Does it have Houston, Galveston, 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Atlanta, 7.
Mm-hmm.
Washington, D.C. is 8th. Philadelphia, 9th. And Boston is 10th. But when you look at the top 5, New York's number 1 has almost 16 million people, 12 plus, in their metro area.
Wow.
Los Angeles is number 2 with 11.4 million. Then Chicago is number 3 with close to 8 million. And then you get to 4 and 5, which is San Francisco and Dallas-Fort Worth, respectively. And we're not separated by that much. San Francisco has 6,745,000, and Dallas-Fort Worth is 6,417,000. But I think Dallas-Fort Worth as a market is growing much faster than San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. We have more space.
Right. So we will surpass them and get into fourth place. I would say with by the end of the week.
Hells to the yeah.
So there's the answer to that. Now, moving on, I got an interesting tweet from a P1 that said, I'm surprised you guys talked about the DC sniper and didn't mention the potential Denton connection.
Huh.
To Lee Boyd Malvo and John Allen Muhammad.
Don't tell me you went to North Texas.
Who were convicted of the DC snipers. No, they had killings that were outside of the DC area. Matter of fact, it spread over a few different states. They did in Maryland and Virginia and Washington, of course. But, well, actually, this says Washington State. They also did Washington State, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, California, Florida, Arizona, and Louisiana. So Malvo confessed. He's in prison. He's serving life in prison. He was the 17-year-old who was convicted. Now, John Allen Muhammad, who was 41 at the time, I think foreign military, too, he was put to death over his role in this. So he can't talk anymore. But shortly before he was executed, there was a mother here in Denton who wrote to both of them, begging John Allen Muhammad in particular, before he was put to death, please confess if you had something to do with killing my son. And there was a guy in Denton who was shot and killed in a similar fashion to their victims, to the Beltway Snipers victims. And it's an unsolved crime. And there's suspicion that it may have been Lee Boyd Malvo and John Allen Muhammad.
Wow.
John Muhammad did not respond to this woman, nor did Lee Boyd Malvo. And so it's, as far as I know, it's still
unsolved.
But there's a good likelihood that they killed in Denton as well.
Around the same time.
Yeah, and Lee Boyd Malvo, he has this deal where he will talk to authorities in one of the jurisdictions that has an unsolved case that looks like it fits the pattern of them, but only if they agree not to prosecute him, and that is a deal that a lot of police aren't comfortable making with him, so that's why many of these are unsolved still, because he won't confess to them unless they agree not to prosecute him. But their reign of terror, good Lord, it was much bigger than just the D.C. shootings.
Yeah.
And it was part of a crazy plan. Lee Boyd Malvo claims that there was a three-phase plan to this, and they were kind of only in phase one at the time, which was killing these random people, and they had selected the areas they were going to do it in, and then they were going to move on to phase two, and it ultimately was going to be an extortion plan to get money from the government so that they could go to Canada to start a recruitment school for orphan boys and train them in stealth and murder, and they were going to then go on and continue this throughout the U.S. The start of phase two is also supposed to begin with them
shooting a pregnant woman in the belly.
Gosh.
And then they wanted to kill
a police officer.
And then at that police officer's funeral, they were going to plant explosives.
God.
So it was an insane plan that those dudes had. And they were caught napping, literally. They were in their car.
That's how they
napping.
Call them. That's right.
When officers found them and put an end to their crazy, crazy ass plan.
How long did that whole thing?
Cap. That's a new song I have. Crazy ass plan. It'll be coming out here pretty soon.
How long did that last? Where when people were driving to work, they were fearing getting shot.
3 weeks.
Damn.
I said 6 weeks in Muse because I had a question as to how long it lasted, and it was only 3 weeks. But people were being killed. Like, I remember the one that stood out to me was the woman who was vacuuming her car at a car wash.
Oh wow!
And then she was shot.
God.
It'd just be a dude walking across the parking lot carrying some coffees. He would be shot.
Awful.
Completely random. I know. Those dudes. And they were shooting out of the back, out of the trunk of a car.
It's quite a St. Patrick's Day pick-me-up.
Yeah.
But in other news, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yay! Green beer, green beer.
Way to end on a high.
Yeah, see there? I rescued it. Nailed it.
All right, that's the corner. 9:32 on the ticket.